Chapter 46. Do You Play? I dropped off my son Colby at his friend's house this past weekend. When his buddy walked up to our car to greet him, I asked, "What are you guys going to do?" The reply came in one big word: play. Perfect answer. Children are our teachers. I'm not the guru in my home, my kids are. As I drove back to my place, I reflected on the importance of play. How often do you ask an adult, "What do you plan on doing today?" and get the response, "Play." Maybe that's why our world is so broken. What would your life look like if there was more play? What would your experience of work be if you had more fun doing your job, no matter what you do? What would your relationships look like with more spontaneity, laughter, festivity, and youthful, no, wild abandon? As adults, we stop playing once we assume the responsibilities of life. Adults are nothing more than deteriorated children. Why? It doesn't have to be that way. Make the time to play. Find the time to be a little reckless and silly. Be imaginative at work and bring curiosity back to your days. Get back to that sense of wonder you knew when life was all about make-believe, riding your bike, and enjoying every second of this journey called living. And the next time someone looks at you with your briefcase, business suit, and serious face and asks what you plan on doing today, I invite you to confidently give the only reply that matters: I'm going out to play.